We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we are, we're going to have some warm weather this week, but we're at fall now, and you know what comes after fall, winter, and we tend to kind of hunker down. We don't go out as much. We're not as active as we normally are. We kind of sit on the couch. We vegetate. We watch TV. We binge eat. We do a lot more things in the house. We just don't, we're not as active in the winter. Well, in our Maximizing Men's Health segment today, where we take away the stigma, we're going to talk about how our sedentary lifestyles and what we eat, specifically the men in our lives, could have a dramatic effect on the state of our hearts. Dr. Farhan Kachi is a cardiologist with Allegheny Health Network. He specializes in diagnoses and care of individuals with cardiovascular disease. Joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome, doctor.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me again.
And thanks for coming back. And boy, this is the time of year that we kind of start scaling back a lot of our activity. We watch, you know, some football. We eat some chicken wings. We drink some beer. Not necessarily adding up for positive outcomes, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, I think we've known this for a long time. But there's been even more literature coming out now that you've been referencing that just came out earlier this month, looking at trends from the 1990s up until 2017, showing that while the number of or the percentages of cases attributable to ischemic heart disease has gone down as a proportion of the population, the numbers are going up, meaning the number of people having heart attacks, strokes has been rising, even if the proportions have been dropping. And a large part of that increase in numbers has a lot to do with what we put into our bodies and how much we exercise and what our other habits are, lifestyle habits are.
Now, is there a difference when we look at men versus women?
There is a slight difference, but the trends published in this paper and this review from the last two decades shows that the numbers are in parallel. So the numbers go up both for men and for women for all the parameters that they looked at.
Here's one of the things that leap out at me, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong about this. I think that women would be more inclined to say, hey, you know what, I think I'll just have celery sticks and carrots. Whereas men, there's something in a guy's mind that's just not, that's not what they do.
Yeah, I mean, those are some of the stereotypes, but from my work at Allegheny General, I do see that it's a family process. So what you know, what one partner eats, the other partner is also eating, and whoever is in control of the kitchen or of the meal planning is usually who determines what's going into your body. And so it's hard for me to say if it's a man or woman issue, but it's usually a household concern. It's not just the parents, but it's also the kids.
Ah, okay, and I can see that. So then what kinds of things should we be thinking? More fish, more fruits, vegetables? Whoever it is that's controlling that decision, what should they be thinking?
That's an excellent question. This is what I spend a large part of my office visits focusing on, because it can be such a complex thing to tackle. If you've eaten one way for the last four decades and now you've come to a cardiologist's office and they're trying to change everything, that can be life-changing in a lot of ways. So what I like to say first and foremost is just try to eat less. A big part of our Western diet is that we just eat far more than we need to sustain ourselves. So the first step is to eat less. The second step is to cut out all those things that just aren't doing you any good. Processed foods, fried foods, oily foods, basically anything that sounds like it's really good to have at the fair or at the ball game probably isn't going to be good for you for your health. And so what I recommend to my patients is try to have 300 milligrams of seafood, which gives you the omega-3 fatty acids, about 200 to 300 grams of fruits, 300 grams of vegetables, about 20 grams of nuts, and then about 150 grams of whole grains. And the, you know, there's a lot of different ways where we can substitute some things in and out of our diet. But if you try to focus on things that are whole foods, natural foods, fruit-based, nut-based, rather than processed added sugars, candies, sodas, that can go a really long way in improving your weight, improving your blood pressure. If you're on insulin or have problems with diabetes, it can drastically improve your sugar balance. And overall, if you start cutting back on your weight, on your and overall you know, proper intake, you will sleep better, you will feel better, you'll have better energy, so it feeds on itself.
And, doctor, let's be honest, if we have lived one lifestyle where it's been more, you know, wingdings and chicken nuggets and French fries, trying to make this transition isn't going to be easy. And right out the gate, it's not necessarily going to taste good or not taste as good. I would imagine that part of the key here is to stick with it and don't give up and don't fall back, because it's not going to be an easy transition.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not easy. There's a reason why the things that we like, there's a reason why we like the things that we like. They taste good and they go straight to our taste buds and give you that feedback of pleasure. Now, I will tell you, this has been both studied and I've noticed it in my patients. When I recommend that they change their diet, and once we come up with an individualized plan for them to get better, their taste buds change. Things that they didn't feel like they enjoyed before, they start enjoying now. Things that they thought they craved before, they no longer crave once they start making the changes in their diet. Everything is a fluid process, so I wouldn't get discouraged if in the first few weeks you feel miserable and you start craving, you know, those hot dogs and those French fries and that cheese dip, because it does pass and you start enjoying the natural foods much, much more.
And then last question before I let you go, doctor, how long does that take for those taste buds to change?
Well, I will say everyone's a little bit different, but it's a matter of weeks. It's not months or years.
Oh, okay.
If you give yourself some weeks and you're really disciplined and you focus in on it, you do see the results quickly in terms of your taste buds and then also in your waistline.
All right. You've given us some hope. Dr. Kachi, thanks so much. Appreciate you today.
Always a pleasure. Have a good afternoon.